Okay, I'm here with
Kevin Mahaffey from Flexless.
And you've got a lot of equipment I see here. There's antennas pointing to something, and there's a box. What exactly is it? It has something to do with RFID, right?
Yeah, well, we have two separate systems here with RFID. The first one you see with these giant Yagi antennas is a long-range world record attempt where we have two antennas that are connected to a RFID reader, which is what you would see at Walmart and Department of Defense. And then we have a custom application that's showing all of the data that's passing through the reader at any given time. And with our high-gain antennas, they're very directional, so we have a laser sight on them so that we can sight exactly what we want to scan, and that we can go very long distances and scan the tag exactly where we have the antenna pointed, and we can pull the data up and it'll be on our screen.
So if you were to like take this and point it at like a library that uses the RFID tags, you could basically see what book someone checked out as they're walking out of the door, or like you could point it at Walmart and see what people bought as they were walking out of the store. Is that like one example of something that could be done with something like this?
Yeah, theoretically that is possible. There's some asterisks in that a lot of libraries, they may use a different standard of RFID, which has nowhere near the range. It's due to physics, and you have a maximum possible range given thousands and thousands of watts of power that you cannot go past. And, for example, in 13.56 megahertz RFID, that's 3.5 meters. That's absolutely impossible to overcome. But with the RFID we're doing right now, it's exactly, you're going to see it at Walmart, Target. You're going to see any supply chain implementation of RFID, and maybe a retail store, they're going to use this standard. So that when people are checking out, you can definitely scan their tags, see what they have. One of the big security features we're trying to push is tag killing at checkout, in that a retailer can program a secret code into a tag so that a tag gets killed after it's being read by the reader. The problem is that if their codes aren't strong enough, they can be killed by anybody. Anybody who has the code can win. And you may have problems that maybe a retailer only has one code for an entire deployment of RFID, or their database gets cracked, and all of the codes are compromised, and you really can't reprogram them once they're set. So you're going to run into a lot of problems there.
So besides detecting what tag from a long distance, what else can you do with your setup?
We can set it up for a wide area. Our setup right now, we can actually have four read zones connected, and we can have all data just being dumped. We don't need any longer than a millisecond to have the data captured and stored on a card, so you can put this someplace in a public place for a couple days, and assuming widespread RFID adoption, which is projected in the next couple years, you could scan anything that's passing within your read zones.
Maybe you could hook it up to Amazon with like an API, and you could see what people bought, and then you could suggest something. Maybe have it, you know, hey, I saw that you bought this DVD, maybe you'll like this other one.
Well, hey, you know what, maybe I'll set up a kiosk outside Walmart and link it up to my Amazon reseller account.
Excellent. And so as far as denial of service type RFID applications, could you use this to basically block ones? You know, you kind of mentioned that before.
Yeah, well, we can use the same antenna setup as we have, and we have a RFID denial of service device that essentially emulates the modulations that the RFID tags send out. It uses a frequency shift keyed signal centered around 915 megahertz, so it has two subcarriers on either side of 915 that are 0 and 1 respectively. So basically we tune our denial of service device to 915, and then we use a computer sound card. There's some good tone generator programs where we get a 7 kilohertz signal out of that, and we use that to modulate the frequency shift keyed signal, so we go down to the 0, up to the 1 subcarrier, and go back and forth and basically create garbage data on a higher power channel than the normal tags would transmit at. So the reader only sees garbage data, and basically all reads are prevented.
Great. And if folks want to learn more about this, is this going to be posted somewhere online down the road?
Yep. Our website, flexless.com, is going to have all of the data, and we're going to post a lot of stuff on there.
Great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Philip.